This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The jury in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia will hear from prosecutors and defense attorneys today in opening statements. Three white men are accused of murder, charged with shooting Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was running in their neighborhood. Prosecutors objected to a jury consisting of 11 whites and only one black juror, to which the judge responded,
"This court has found that there appears to be intentional discrimination in the panel."
Judge Timothy Walmsley heard there on Court TV. The AP's Jackie Quinn with that and what Ahmaud Arbery's family attorney is saying.
Attorney Ben Crump is calling it outrageous that the jury consists of 11 white people and just one juror who is black. Even the judge, Timothy Walmsley, agreed with prosecutors. The exclusion of so many other black potential jurors appeared to be intentional discrimination. But he says Georgia law limited his ability to intervene.
President Biden's bill that would expand health care, child care, and other social services has been struggling to get through the House. Democrats in the House now appear on the verge of advancing the president's domestic policy package. The AP's Mike Gracia.
House Democrats have now pumped President Joe Biden's domestic policy package back up to $1.85 trillion, and they're hoping to have floor votes as early as today. This week, Democrats added on a new paid family leave program, work permits for immigrants, and changes to state and local tax deductions.
Not clear exactly how many intelligence officers have not yet gotten COVID shots, but it appears thousands could lose their jobs soon for not complying with the government's vaccine mandate. The funeral service is today in Washington for soldier and diplomat Colin Powell. He died last month of complications from COVID. This is AP News. A rioter at the U.S. Capitol building in January who bragged she wouldn't go to jail is going to jail. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Dallas area realtor Jennifer Lee Ryan flaunted her trip to Washington and the Capitol on social media, saying she wasn't going to jail because she is white, has blonde hair, and a good job. A federal judge sentenced Ryan to 2 months in jail, saying she hasn't grasped the seriousness of the crime and hasn't shown any remorse. Ryan has said she's sorry for her actions. Ryan's lawyer says she was in the building for only 2 minutes, didn't act violently, and has a First Amendment right to speak up on social media. She is the 10th person charged in the riot to get a jail or prison sentence. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Skeletal remains found in Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park are believed to be those of a 27-year-old man from Germany who disappeared during a mountaineering trip nearly 40 years ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.